I'll now hand you over to my best man, Eddie. Wow, wow, wow. Second time's a charm, eh, Billy boy?
Oh, God.
Substitution courtesy of Paddy Power. Embarrassing Eddie makes way for sensible Samuel.
Cool, that was close.
You might not always pick the right starter, but your sub can still deliver. Because with Paddy's Super Sub, your bet rolls over to the player coming on. Paddy Power.
Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18+. Gambleaware.org.
Abercrombie's viral denim sale is back, and Spotify listeners get an extra 15% off with code SPOTIFYAF. Abercrombie is known for their denim, with 25% off all jeans. Find out how denim should fit. Shop the viral denim sale in the Abercrombie app, online, or in stores. Valid in stores and online through the 25th of August 2025 in the UK. Excludes clearance, price reflects discount. Code valid in the UK through the 25th of August 2025. Exclusions apply. See details online.
I'm so smart. Oh, God, yeah. No, I'm good for the world.
What was the name of that Chinese in Northampton? But turns out, David is a creamer.
Hey, aren't we all?
Dude, that Hummer was freaking mobbing, dude. Hello, and welcome back to the Cream Podcast, number 44, this time
coming at you
live. United States of America. We are in a Hummer.
We're in a Hummer EV sitting in a Tesla supercharger car park.
And why would we be doing
that? That's weird, because we decided to rent an electric car for Monterey Car Week, which is what we're at right now. We'll do a quick explanation in a minute. But the byproduct of that is that we've been sat in this exact spot, I'd say upwards of 6 hours over the last week, maybe longer.
We're quite familiar with this spot. We've been to other spots, it didn't work, so this is our spot.
This is our only spot that works.
Yeah. Last night we went to dinner, parked here, got an Uber, we tried to go for dinner, couldn't get there, charged here, got an Uber to dinner, then an Uber back.
Yeah.
That's just not things I've ever had to do.
Ridiculous, but it's been very good. We are here at Monterey Car Week. If you don't know what it is, there is a town just south of San Francisco and a little bit north of Los Angeles that every year for 1 week is taken over by cars in the best way possible. I'm not talking about takeover spec. I'm not talking about 350Zs and what such. I'm talking about Ferrari, you know, Ferrari 250 GTOs and McLaren F1s and what such. So this is going to be a bit of a Monterey special Cream podcast. We're going to talk through what happened this week, what we saw, but as with every Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast, we have to start with whether it was a rule or a ruin, Will.
It's the greatest rule yet.
It is. And we can't talk about why yet. We'll get into it.
We will get into it. It is the rule of rules that this rule cannot be topped.
Can't be beaten.
Yourself?
It's a rule for me, for a very similar reason.
What about Ben?
Ben, what are you thinking? Oh, hi. I am here.
Sorry. You know what?
I'm just behind Will.
Sorry. Backseat passengers.
It's Will to my right and Ben behind in the backseat.
Hello. Hi. Ho.
There you go.
That's the one.
Is it a rule?
No, I'd just call it a rule.
It's for a
similar reason to you two.
It is. We will get onto that later in the podcast because it happened just today. But shall we start? Perhaps let's rewind back to... We're at the airport still.
We're at the airport. Well, you know, before we've even been on the plane, we're at the airport. Edwin is just about to throw a drink all over the floor before
tough.
We get on the plane.
We'll get to that in front of some important people. Too?
We'll get on to that. But first, we'll get on to a really funny. I'll remember this for a long time. We were at airport security.
Oh, this is a car podcast.
I don't care. This is a Monterey special, and people want to hear. Look, if they're hearing about my drink spillage, they're hearing about
you. Joe is the Ben Bully of the week. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
This is a good one.
The first of many for this week. Yeah, sure. We're at airport security, and the gentleman at the X-ray machine is saying, right, you know, belts on the table, please, laptops out, that sort of stuff. And he says to Ben, I'm standing next to Ben, do you have a smartwatch? And keep in mind, Ben, you have a mechanical. Quite nice looking watch. Yeah. Is it you wearing right now?
No, I'm wearing a different one right now.
But okay, but you've got another, you know, it's a normal, it's an old style watch.
It's a 1970s watch.
Okay, lovely. And you said to the man, I think it's quite smart, yeah. And I looked at Will looked at me, and the security guy looked at all of us as if, why am I getting shit from this kid? Why am I getting flippant responses? But Ben, that was just your actual...
I turned the watch off and put it through the scanner.
So you actually thought he meant, like, as in, is it a smart, is it a nice watch?
I thought he meant, I don't know, maybe you can, like, smuggle drugs with a nice watch. Can you take the back off a nice watch? Maybe, like, in the movement or something, there's a... I don't know.
Never mind the electronics.
Also, in my defence, he did say...
Is it a smart watch?
You know, he didn't say smart watch, he said, it's a smart watch. No, there's a difference.
I think you're possibly the only person who
interpreted it that way.
He said, do I need to take my watch off? He said, is it a smartwatch?
And it you is went, a smartwatch.
I think it's pretty smart.
It's pretty smart.
It sounded so sarcastic.
It was so sarcastic.
I was being deadly serious. Like, I thought it was quite smart.
So anyway, we made it through without being detained because of Ben's flippancy. And then got to the gate, at which point I decided I'd found... some drinks and what such. There's Purdy's energy drinks, which are, they don't have any caffeine in, which is for me very key because I can't have caffeine. So I bought one of those, put it in my backpack, got a Starbucks. And as we were sitting at Starbucks, we heard some, frankly, quite posh voices on the side of us. And we didn't take too much of a mind. But after a while, a man came over and said, hi, I work for RM Sotheby's, which, if you don't know, Will, what's RM Sotheby's?
RM Sotheby's, auction house of great prowess.
Value.
And value, yeah.
For instance, this week we were there, they sold a Ferrari Daytona SP3 for $26 million.
Ridiculous.
Quite dumb. But a gentleman came over and said, hi, my name is Will Smith, not the one you're thinking of.
Who else?
Instead, I'm the one who works for RM Sotheby's. I'm a watcher of TDC. Do you want to come to the auction that is happening at Monterey? And we said, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And then I promptly got up, put my backpack on, turned around too quickly. My bottle fell out of my bag and smashed all over the floor in front of the gate. So that was great.
And then we were struck off the list of RM Sotheby's.
Yeah. They said, can I get my business card back?
But we did it. We went there yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
That was quite cool. But being in an auction house or an auction room like that, arms bolted to my side.
Not trying to do anything.
I'm not even blinking in that room.
Meanwhile, Ben was throwing the camera up above his head. Yeah, I was thinking he was just throwing out bids. It was quite scary.
We were in a room with Shmi.
Shmi was there.
Ed Bolian.
Also, Shmi did come up to us and say, I've got to have a chat with you at some point about my Ferrari XX spec, and then walked off almost quite angrily. Yeah. So that was a bit worrying. We saw Ed Bolian there. Yeah. We went and introduced ourselves. I don't think he gives a shit who we are. But we've at least shook his hand.
Yeah.
And that's all.
He might remember something. I don't know.
Brackets. No.
Who else was there?
That's it.
That I can remember.
Yeah, so...
We saw Doug DeMiro out and about.
We did see Douglas. Douglas was out.
And we didn't even know. We actually spotted him that night or the night before. We didn't even realise it was him. We saw a white Countach.
And then Ben went in detective mode and went,
no, someone DM'd me. Someone DM'd me and said, is that Doug DeMiro? And I was like, hang on. And then I went into detective mode, looked at the video, and then referenced the plate to like his car. And it was him.
Turns out it was.
Next day, there he is.
There he was. We went to a... basically, for context, in Monterey Car Week, there is kind of events dotted all over. There's Laguna Seca, which is the famous racetrack, is here in Monterey. And there's all sorts of other bits and golf courses around for rich people. But for the week, they put cars on the lawns and that sort of stuff. But outside of that, there are cars just around. You turn up to a lay-by that would, on any other day of the year, be empty. And there was, as we found out 10 minutes ago, a P1 GTR and a McLaren P1 in green just parked up.
And on that same road, we saw the GMA 250, a white Countach, a 177.
A T50. GMA T50. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Very sorry. Apologies.
T50.
A GMA T50.
A Gordon Murray Automotive.
That's the one, yeah. And you're here with Edwin.
Sorry, there was T50.
Oh, there wasn't that. No way.
Yeah. Nah, not a T50.
I missed that one.
Yeah, get down T50.
So, well, the biggest thing was the first day we got here, we decided to, firstly, when we arrived, the night we arrived, for our esteemed American listeners, Ben decided to send us to Olive Garden for dinner. Unlimited breadsticks. I'm going to say it right now, Americans. I don't ever want to hear any jokes about English food again. Your stuff is whack.
Soups and salads.
That soup and salad is.
Well, I'd never heard of this before, but they offer you soup and salad, which is already weird enough. And then it's unlimited refills of soup.
Out of sheer curiosity, I said yes to a soup. sorry, and this is to go along with my pasta. What? And I finished my soup, and he went, can I get you a refill of that? Excuse me? I have already had a meal. You don't just say, do you want more? You don't finish a steak or a pasta, and they go... Can I refill that for you? Another one?
You want some more?
A couple more?
It's out in the house.
but no, since then, that's been good. But the first day we actually came into Monterey, the first thing that happened, we turned up behind a McLaren F1 and a P1, which we reacted normally to.
Daddy was screaming, tears, people clamoring at the wind. That was just cool.
Yeah.
That to me is the best thing about Monterey so far, is the events. They're okay. They're cool. There's lots of cool stuff on. But just driving along and an F1 pulls. Also, we pulled over to let it in front.
Yeah.
And then let that and the P1 in front just so we could just track behind it. That's the best part about this week.
Also, we've skimmed over quite an important detail, which is our rental car. Do you want to tell us about our rental car and also what we told Ben?
So we're in a Hummer EV, which for reference is a 1,000 horsepower, 4.2-ton ridiculous piece of American metal. But what we told Ben is that we were renting a RAV4 or similar. So Ben was quite looking forward to our RAV4 or similar. And then we turned up at the airport. We was looking around going, where's that?
Where's our or similar? It actually became a running joke among us that we said, I hope it's not the RAV4. I hope we get the or similar. So all week we're like, God, I hope that or similar is good. That's going to be good.
And then we're just going up the car park. And there's a Hummer. And Ben actually said, and he's like, oh, that's a Hummer. That'd be amazing. That'd be really cool if we had a Hummer. And I'm like, Ben, that's our rental car. And then we proceeded to sit in San Francisco Airport car park for about half an hour.
Jesus Christ. Well, firstly, Ben, what was your reaction to it?
I haven't seen one before in person. So I walked out of the airport and I was like, yo, that's cool. And then I turned around and Will's filming. I think you were filming
with your eyes,
with my eyes and my phone.
Yeah. You're filming with your eyes and your phone. And there it was. Now we, and here we are.
And here we are sat in a car park waiting for a charger.
But it is fun though.
It is. It's just, this car is dumb.
It is incredible. We said it on the video. There is going to be a video coming to the Top Dead Center channel where we lived with it for the week. And my honest conclusion is I would own one.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's so dumb.
It's a pantomime car.
It really is. I was just saying, I should have said it in the video, literally when we pulled up here, that electric cars take themselves so seriously. They're all like, I'm so smart. Oh, God, yeah. No, I'm good for the world. This thing is just dumb. Yeah. Like, it's not trying to do that. It's just trying to be a lout, which is TDC through and through.
The launch mode is called WTF mode, which is what's to freedom. Okay. They just said, hey, man, it needs to be called WTF.
Figure something out.
Watch to freedom? Hell yeah. And it is unbelievably fast.
We're fairly sure. So they claim a 3 and a bit second 0-60. We 100% did a sub 4 second 0-60.
Oh, 100%.
Easily.
It's unbelievably
three
fast.
Three up as well.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Ridiculous. 11,500 pound foot of torque, which are like to the actual wheels is apparently 1,200 pound foot.
It makes no sense. Also, over 4 tons, which if you're in the UK, means you can't drive it on a normal license. You need an HGV license.
Yeah, insane. I'd like to drive one in the UK. I also wouldn't. But yeah. I wanted to see how this feels in the UK.
Shall we get on to, you've got the list.
We have a list of many things to go over from. This will pretty much be all Monterey related. Now, before our, well, the beginning of our trip, we met a Kramer of the week.
Yo! Mega shout out.
We were on the plane, which is quite a long flight. It's about 10, 11 hours from the UK. And right towards the end of the flight, one of the flight attendants came over to me and sort of kneeled by my seat. And I thought I was in trouble.
I thought so. I was to the left of Will and I saw him kneel down and I thought I was in trouble. So I went like this. I just kind of turned to the left and pretended I didn't know Will.
I thought, God, they're going to know about my handwritten passport. God, no. And the guy, he had like a white bag in his hand. I was like, oh, no. What's happening here? And then he said to me, a man called David, he said, oh, just, I've got a question. I'm sure you haven't been asked this question yet today. What was the name of that Chinese in Northampton? I was baffled. I was like, okay, right. Either you listen to the podcast or you followed me where I live or where I used to live. But turns out David is a creamer.
Hey, aren't we all?
He gave us some cans of beer and some champagne and a card as well. David, officially creamer of the week.
Genuinely.
Started the trip off absolutely amazingly.
Also made note to, which I appreciate, to not say anything until the end of the flight. Because when I walked through and I was standing awkwardly outside the toilet, he went, hey, there's another toilet. You can go up there. Otherwise, I would have felt really bad if I had have known. I was just standing there going, just waiting for this.
Just shit in that. We're going to destroy that one if you don't mind. So, yeah, David, absolutely creamer of the week. US car park is on our list. This is what we just mentioned now. So we picked up the Hummer. Ben's surprised. We're all gleeful. We're all going, wow.
So
look
jolly.
Look at the four-wheel steering.
We're kicking our legs, wiggling our pinkies.
We are at the beginning of our week. We're at the Also, we've just had a long flight, though, as well, so we kind of want to get out.
Nothing can bring us down.
Nothing. Let's get on the road. We've got 2 to 3 hours of driving ahead of us. We tried to leave San Francisco Airport. We have to pay to get out. So you pull up to a booth. There are 3-4 lanes. Some of them don't have people on. Some of them do. The one with the person on said, what was it? It was cash.
That was cash only.
It was cash. So we thought, okay, well, we have cards. Let's go to the card one, which is like an automated, non-human one. Did that. We tried possibly 5 different cards, and it said, no, can't do that. I'm afraid, whatever. So Ben had to jump out, go and find a person who came over and was none the wiser.
Yep.
Absolutely no idea. They didn't know what was going on.
They kept going, put your card in, as if we were the idiots. Yeah. And you put the card in, and you go, no, it's not working. Hold on. Put the card in.
Ah! You got your card, and then the card got eaten by the machine, and the machine just died.
Yeah.
So then he said, and then at this point, we are forming quite a queue.
And
we are destroying the car park.
This is all. It actually felt English.
Yeah.
It like the bottom of a multi-story car park where you're looking out the window trying to make sure you're not curbing a wheel. It was that tight.
It's not a Hummer shaped sized car park. So then the guy says, "Can you reverse back? Just reverse back and go to the next one." We reverse back. Just about. They have to stop everyone from moving. We're doing four-wheel steering, all sorts. Go to the one he just told us to. As soon as we pull up to the booths, the woman pulls out of her, just opens the door, leaves, and just goes through a door into another room and leaves.
Yep. And the guy who was helping us before just went, oh, she's gone on break, huh?
So we're there, like, okay, so do we need to go elsewhere? And then the booth we just came from, someone started working on.
I think the best part was that we then reverse went back to the other booth, and the woman went, God, what's going on here? As if we were causing the issue. I was, Ben, how was it in the back? Were you
tense?
Were you tense?
It was tense, yeah.
I thought we'd never get out.
Yeah.
I thought that was it. We're going to miss everything. We're just going to be at this gate.
6 days of moving from booth A to B.
That was easily 20 to 30 minutes delay.
Yeah.
Just there. But we got out in the end, did 2-3 hours down here to Salinas.
So, yes, which is...
Sorry. Just let us off as well. It's $7.
It was also...
We waited for half an hour.
It went up.
Yeah. It took so long that the price went from $8 to $12.
This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Next up on the list, we've got another creamer. Not creamer of the week quite, but had it not been for David, you might have been. And that's 106 Man.
Yes! I believe his name was Anthony.
There we go.
Yeah.
We went to a show called Sports Car Vacation Land, which I'm going to be real, was actually a little bit disappointing.
It was their inaugural one, so I'm sure it'll get better over the years, but it was quite sparse.
Yeah.
But we walked in through the gates, and there was, you know, you could see like up a canyon sort of thing.
Yeah.
And in the very distance, I was like, what's that? Is that a Mark III Fiesta? No, that can't be. And then you went, oh,
that's a really 106 Rally.
In America.
It's insane. Like, well, what is it doing here? I mean, we'll get onto it. There have been more French things here this week that we haven't been used to. But, and then we were admiring said 106, and we were just about to film in front of it. And then a guy came over, introduced himself, and said, I'm a creamer. And this is my 106.
He said he imported it and drove it something like 1,000 miles back. Mm. And if you're not familiar with America, America is highways.
Mm.
It is fast speed. It's not small little city, you know, hairpins and things, which is what a Peugeot 106 is built for. It's hard on a car like that. And he just drove it back.
Yeah, this is full, like, it was left-hand drive and stuff. But again, the 106 has not got, it's not going to have great aircon. It's not an automatic, and it's not going to be comfortable on a long journey. But nonetheless, there it was, looking completely out of place.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah.
That was a really cool setting, that place. It was really, really cool.
And then the final creamer that we met, who is a creamer that we've spoken about on the podcast before, is Greg.
Greg
owns a white Murcielago LP640, but in Washington, D.C., which is all the way on the other side of America. He said, you'd been speaking to him, right? And he said, I'm not bringing it, but I'll see that.
He messaged me and said, I'm going to be at Monterey. I was like, I said, out of interest, like, how are you getting there? Like, are you driving?
Would you like us to drive it for you?
And in fairness, he did say, I would love to do it one day, but not, that's a long way.
Yep.
And then LP640. So he didn't, but we met him today. Oh, actually, quite a funny story. When we went to another show called Radwood.
That was, it was the paddock with Radwood attached.
Radwood, and then we're walking along this sort of golf course, lovely setting there, and a man in a golf cart pulls up and says, "Hey man, you want a lift?" And we're like, "Yeah,
sure,
why not?" So me and Ben sat on the back, Edwin was in the middle, so me and Ben are facing straight out the back, and we're powering along, some man's taking us in a golf cart, and Greg, who we just mentioned, walks past and goes, "Oh, hey Will," and we're just powering on away from him. I was like, I can't stop.
Will, I mean, I think the exact quote was, "Oh, sorry, I'm being taken away." So that was your first in-person interaction with Greg.
First interaction. He was very nice about it. He wasn't too bothered. We saw him the next day when we went hunting for some Murcielagos, which we'll get to
very, very soon. We very much get onto. But I was going to say, should we talk about some spots or is that on the list? What else we got on?
Let's have some, what have we seen?
Well, we were just
what have we not seen?
Exactly. That's what we were just talking about on the way here. There are very few things that we haven't seen. Ben, what are your best spots?
We saw a Koenigsegg Jesko Absolute.
Yes.
Which is Zach's garage.
Zach's garage.
And we saw him in the distance, and he went on to this, there's a big toll road called 17 Mile Drive, which goes past all the golf courses along the seafront. People bring their nice cars there, pull in lay-bys, and he went onto one section of that, and we were given a left or a right, and we took the left, and I believe he took the right.
Yeah, we lost
him. So we saw him a distance. I actually really enjoyed the RM Sotheby's auction. I liked watching that LaFerrari get auctioned off. That was cool.
So top five cars. Yes, go absolute.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I can't give you five.
Great. Yeah, it's all right, mate. We're just on a podcast. Don't worry about it.
What about the E92 M3?
Oh, do you like that? That was good.
We haven't seen any.
You haven't?
I was looking forward to seeing one, but there aren't any.
But there's none.
No.
Yeah, do you want to explain that?
Come to Monterey Car Week. It's where every E92 M3 is. And okay, I'm going to say it. E92 M3 is a cool car. We filmed one before. I think they're genuinely really cool. They look great. But I don't care when I've seen 400 of them. And these guys would turn around every 2 seconds and see one as if they'd never seen one before. And they're all either white or grey or blue. And they're all lowered and they're all the same wheels. And granted, it's a nice car. But it gets so tedious.
Do you know what it is?
They're all modified so well.
You'd be okay with it if you weren't with us. Because it wouldn't register in your head. They would just go past and you go, but we would go, oh, Winterlagos. On the Apexes, oh, those are nice.
Oh, nice fit. Oh, the ET on that.
Oh, he's got M performance seats. Those are good. That's good.
And I'm not even joking. We've seen, I'm going to call it 30 a day. And
I think
it's
I might be lying.
It's now became a joke where every time one comes past us, these two point at it and go, oh, Ben, what's that car? What's that car? And then we all go, oh, no.
Have interest, Ben. What's that just behind you over there?
That's like a 320D.
Yeah, right? Exactly. No.
Genuinely.
Yeah, E46s, E92s. F80s and GT3s are hundreds and hundreds a day. If you aren't aware and you aren't aware of Monterey Car Week, when we say it's the cars take over the town, they really do. If you stand, we actually, because we've been charging this car so much, we go and stand on the corner. There is a crossroads, what do you call it? An intersection.
Yeah.
Between a four-way intersection. And we just go and stand there and wait.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you there's no more than 15 seconds between something very high value or cool coming past, like minimum a GT3.
I don't think, I'm not aware of any other event on earth that does this. I mean, like, I always thought Goodwood was good, as in Festival of Speed. Not even close. No. Goodwood is perhaps 5%, not even 5% of what this is. They're stuff everywhere and the range is just ridiculous.
Yeah. I've realized as we've been going that you guys are a bit more choosy with your photos. I take photos like a dad. I just pull my phone out and click and just shoot.
How many do you think you've taken?
I've taken 500 photos since we left England.
Now, I was just looking through because you asked my top five. I can now give you that because I don't take very many photos of stuff, but the ones I have taken photos of are my favorites. So I'm going to give it Singer DLS.
Good
number
one.
Jesko Absolute.
Okay.
So these aren't in order. These are just my five. What else we see? A McLaren F1 up close.
Lovely.
In Sotheby's.
Yeah.
SVJ.
Now that's your guy.
Aventador SVJ. Just sounds so good. And then number one car is a yellow Murcielago.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Maybe we'll get onto that in a little bit.
Yeah. Just want to
that. Also, the thing I want to mention on the podcast is you took a video and you posted a video. Which we'll overlay on the screen right now. If you're a viewer, if you could just describe it. It's Pacific Northwest feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Very foggy. It's gloomy, but it feels nice. With an SVJ doing an acceleration with some flames. It looks like Instagram spec.
Yeah.
What I'd now like to do is overlay the video that I got, which is the reality, which is, I will put it in here.
Oh!
But if you're an you've heard it, but if you're a not a visual viewer, what it is me filming from the back. The flame goes off, and all three of us go, "Oh!" It's not as polished as it as you made it seem. But yeah, okay, so that's a good top five.
That's a good top. Yeah, and then, you know what, honorable mention Ferrari 350 GTO.
The 250 GTO.
Sorry, I don't know Ferraris.
That is going to be in this video on the Hummer. Yeah. We were just filming an intro, and a Ferrari 250 GTO drove past. That is absurd. That doesn't happen anywhere.
The bread on that, please.
Well, the last one I think I saw was 40 or 50 mil, something like that.
Ridiculous. Yeah, that was like, most expensive was like 50 something, yeah. I think.
William?
Insane. Murcielago.
Yellow Murcielago, out of interest.
Murcielago.
I think it was, yeah, that makes sense.
And to be fair, we've seen many Murcielagos. No. Actually, just over there as well, we went to Starbucks and a Murcielago just pulled up outside, and that's how I want my life to be.
Also,
go to coffee shop, Murcielago pulls up.
The cool thing is, anybody that brings a cool car here, you know the game, you know that everyone's here for cars. Yeah. So, he was at Starbucks. Just pop the engine bay for people to take photos of, just look around them. Yeah. That's cool.
I'm going to say, this is a Murcielago yellow 6.2 manual, my absolute dream spec. That is my number one. Huayra R, which we saw just parked at the side of the road.
That was cool.
I'm going to also say the Zonda.
Nice. The Zonda F.
It was a C12 S.
Okay, yeah.
I think it was. McLaren F1. And I had one more thing. Please think among yourselves.
Was it a yellow Murcielago?
It might have been. We did see an SV. That was cool. F40, it's not quite on my list. Hummer, I'm just looking through my photos, which are mainly Murcielagos. We did see a clear V6.
Yes, we did see a clear V6.
I feel harsh saying that's Enzo.
Enzo. Enzo. Now that, yeah.
Oh, we did the Enzo spot with the SV.
Again, that was incredible.
It's going to sound like the ramblings of three mental people, but... Wait. But that's my five. Your five, sir.
Now, tied first for me is McLaren F1 and the other McLaren F1 we saw. They are, for me, the McLaren F1 is it's the car of all time.
Yeah.
I'd say it might even be just the car.
It's best car.
It might be a car.
It's car.com.
It's car.
It's objective best car.
For me, that is the car. So, yes, anytime I get to be within, I'd say, a couple thousand miles of a McLaren F1, I'm quite happy. That's what gets my day going. So McLaren F1 first, the Enzo number two, because Ferrari Enzo is childhood growing up car. Number three, I'd say, is a yellow Lamborghini Murcielago.
Interesting.
Which I'm sure we'll get onto. Number four, I just had them. I had it in my head and I can't remember. Please wait one moment while I scroll through my photos. And what we've got...
500 of them, is it?
There's literally billions of those.
So I'm just going to hold up to the camera now. This is what my camera roll looks like.
What colour Murcielago is it, Will?
It's just this one here.
The yellow one.
Yeah, okay.
Why is that?
I'm sure we'll get there.
You know what? It's not top five, but the 177. We saw an Aston 177 just chilling.
I'd like to replace one of mine.
Okay.
I'd like to replace... I can't remember my list. I have no too many things. I'm going to add a sixth. The CCX.
CCX
we saw in the Sotheby's car park.
There is something about the early Koenigseggs that are simply perfect. They don't age. They have like that Carrera GT quality where they're stuck in time, but the time is perfect. I don't have the words to explain it better.
The time is right.
Now, there was something that's quite special for me, is that we walked into the Sotheby's car park. And we've been talking recently, and we're going to get on to it next podcast because there's too much Monterey to get through. We recently drove a Ferrari 550 and a Gallardo, our attainable maybe one day dream cars. And in the parking garage was a Ferrari 550 on the exact wheels I want. But right below it, on the next level, which you could see through, was a Ferrari 355. Mm. And all week I was staring at 355s going, is that better? I don't know if it's better. It's crazy first world problems to have, but I can't decide which one I love more. And I keep staring at that photo. I keep going, getting in bed and just going, I can't. Zonda is my fourth, the Zonda F. And then finally, it could be the Sport Quattro that we saw.
Oh, that was also sold for a pretty penny.
Just a Ferrari Sport Quattro.
Ferrari Sport Quattro?
Is that a new
one? Did I say Ferrari Sport Quattro? Really? Sorry, I was looking through my photos. I saw a 550. An Audi Sport Quattro is something that you just don't see.
Now, that was the red one?
F40 LM.
Yes.
F40 LM.
Yeah, that was cool.
Very cool.
Also sold for a lot of money.
Sold for many, many millions. So those are our picks. What else we got on the list?
What else we got there? Ben, you've put in here Lexus LFR concept. That's something that was sort of revealed.
There's an event at Monterey called The Quail. It is the event.
We went to that one.
We went to that one.
Yeah, no, I think, what was it? Is it $2,500 a ticket?
It's something like that.
And it's basically a big old golf course with all of the new cars. If you ever see Monterey coverage with cars being announced, cars being shown, the new Gordon Murray stuff was shown there, the new Ferrari, Lamborghini, Fenner, whatever it was.
Fentanyl. Because of where we are in the world.
Okay, interesting.
Fenty Ferrari.
All of that stuff gets announced there. It's a big lawn. It's very fancy. We can go there. But there was the Lexus LFA successor.
Yes.
Now, it's not the actual final car, I believe.
No.
It's not actually called the LFR, but apparently the thing will be called the LFR. And that it was some sort of V8.
Skip quite a few letters. Yeah, oh, and LFA, cool. LFB? Nah. R.
LFR. It's a cool name.
It's a cool name.
It's cool then, but when you told me about this, Ben, and I said, does it have, what engine is it? And you said a V8.
Well, no one really knows. I believe it is now.
Okay. So is this misinformation?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Surely we're not getting misinformation of the week.
No, I'm
really?
In a different country.
On a different continent.
Not even in my country. No, I'm pretty sure it is a V8. And if it's not, it's not.
That's fair.
Yeah.
On that subject, you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
The Gordon Murray.
Oh.
Man like Gordon Murray.
There he is.
We love Gordon Murray.
Now, he revealed, or the company revealed, a new car. And actually, we speculated on this.
We did.
We're going to take a little bit of credit.
I want commission.
We need our royalties, if we're being honest.
And I'll take my royalties in the form of seeing a T50.
Is that we heard about, or we found about, or they announced, that there's going to be a sort of special division of GMA that are going to make some one-off or very special versions of their cars. And we said, please God, make a T50 that doesn't have the fan, it looks more like the F1.
Yep.
And what did they come out with?
Gordon Murray heard us and went, boys, I got you. I'm a creamer. Let me get the sketchbook out.
God, he gets cream in that moustache. Surely. It really does. But this thing is literally, it's an F1 resto mod. Even you said the mirrors in the place where...
It's where he wanted them.
And he called it?
Is it completely, like a unique sort of name?
Yeah, like, so it's nothing like...
Like an S1,
that's the one.
Okay.
S1, so it's called the S1, there's another name after that, I can't remember it.
GTR?
Could be that.
LM?
LM?
GTR, the other thing is a Le Mans, which is based on the smaller one, but it's just perfect.
It is great.
Perfect. No fan, quad pipes at the back, quad tail lights.
The front is,
it really is cool.
It is, again, now that is now something that I just want to see.
Yeah.
But supposedly it was a custom commission built for one person. Five cars were built at a reported value of 11 million each. So someone has spent 55 million to have all five examples.
But compared to five McLaren F1s.
Hey, great deal.
It's like half price.
Great deal. Also, buy one, sell the other four for inflated money, have one for free. It's the Brunei way of doing things. And there is no confirmation, but supposedly it is a collector that isn't the Sultan of Brunei or anyone in the family, but someone who apparently already owns two T50s.
Okay, fair.
So I think they're good for it.
Huh? Jamiroquai.
Hey, man. JK.
JK, buddy.
Yeah. Also, the other thing I wanted to say, if you are perhaps a Will Smith, again, of RM Sotheby's, not...
To be fair, if it is actual Will Smith, we'll take that too.
If actual Will Smith too, do you know what? There's only Will Smith. There's only one Will Smith to me.
That's fair.
And he's the one that works for RM Sotheby's. Big shout out. But if you are someone who works for a brand that perhaps is going to be at Monterey next week,
next year, every year, man.
It's been a long day. Is at Monterey next year? Let us know because, you know, we're coming back. We're coming back big and I want to go to the Quail next time.
The Quail has to be done.
It has to be.
Really must be done.
Can I change that a little bit?
Oh, here we go.
We don't want to go to the Quail. We need to go to the Quail.
No, so we will be attending the Quail. We just need a way in. No matter what happens, we'll be rolling up at the gate.
Yeah, that's true. Even if we have to work security.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind that. Come on in. And it's just you two. I'm letting you. These guys have got tickets in the cab.
Ben, you put here stop signs and slow people, which I think Edwin is going to have some strong opinions
on. Now, Edwin has been raging about this all week. And do you know what? It's warranted. And I'm going to say no more than that. I'm going to take it away. Please.
Well, no, you've driven today. I have
driven today. That's true. My first time.
Because you were driving something quite special.
A big yellow Chevy Traverse.
That was the one.
Absolutely dreadful machine.
Yeah.
I drove in this country for the first time. I was quite scared, to be honest with you.
Why was it that you had to drive that, by the way?
Because you guys would... I had to do tracking.
Yeah.
So we hired a Chevy Traverse for me to drive.
So we hired a Hummer EV, which can fit all of us, to drive around.
Mm.
But then we had to hire a second car for Ben to drive because he can't drive the Hummer because we need to film the Hummer. So only in YouTube land would there be a second rental car.
And it'd be a Chevy Traverse.
Which cost
we get the Hummer EV,
yeah.
Ben gets the Traverse.
It cost $85 a day.
Also, we had it for possibly 4 hours.
Yep, and then handed it back to him. The guy was really confused.
He was so confused because we pulled up in a rental car and then the three of us, and he said, so what were you guys up to? And I was like, yeah, I didn't. We didn't lie to him at all, but I mean, it's tough to explain that we're making a YouTube video that we need a tracking car.
Oh, I'm just renting your car to make a video with. Huh?
Yeah.
You what?
I mean, it's literally just driving a car and then the camera is attached back of it. It's not a big deal, but still.
But yes, the point here is that if you're an American listening to it, what's wrong with you people? Why are you so slow? Why do you not understand junctions? Why do you sit for upwards of 20 seconds when you have a free road just going...
But there's a reason for that.
Could I make it out?
Yeah. There's a reason for it though, isn't there? And that's the stop sign, the humble stop sign.
It ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, well, you can talk about the stop sign, but it's
there's a couple of rules in this country that work, but they are unfortunately negated by some really, really dumb people and other dumb road rules. Turning right on red, fantastic rule.
Great idea.
Wonderful. Only something a logical mind could come up
with. Of course.
And then someone came along and said, hey, have the humble stop sign and you must stop.
And if you don't, the police will come after you.
But you can't roll through.
No.
Rolling through a stop sign, not allowed.
You can't slow. We asked an American about this and said, why do you have them? And the response was, it's not a stop sign. It's not
a roll through sign.
It's not a roll through sign. It's a stop sign. You must stop. Why?
Because some of them are, again, I can kind of understand it. If it's in the UK, there are lots of blind junctions. I could understand it in the UK. Whereas here, there was a stop sign we came to the other day. You could only go right.
There was only, on the left was someone's house. Oh, literally every time we drove past it, we would joke, is the house going to pull out on me?
The point here is that a junction works fine because a logical person rolls up to a junction, you look left or right if it's clear, and if it is clear, you carry on moving. Whereas here, no matter what, you have to stop at
the
stop sign.
You must stop.
And we have stop signs in the UK, sure.
Yeah.
But they're only in places where you like safely need to stop
yeah.
to look. Whereas a junction, it let the world self-govern.
It makes no sense. The fact that when four people are approaching or three people are approaching a junction and it's a race to see who can stop first so that you may go first next, ridiculous. But I'd say that we've been, we've been obeying those.
Oh, 100%.
I think we all saw us all stop.
Well, I stopped.
I stopped.
I saw brake lights.
You stopped then?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, we did.
Final
stop.
Answer. Today when we're driving, so I've been in the back of this car most of the week. Watching, and you know what, I have at times been like, you know what, maybe we've been a bit harsh on the stop sign, maybe they know something we don't. I drove today, I found it so frustrating.
It's ridiculous.
What's the point? I'm just stopping to start again. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Also, no one indicates here.
And also, who's
yeah, absolutely none.
Not like there are maybe three roundabouts here, and as soon as you get to it, you go, okay, well, it looks like I can pull out. That guy looks like he's going straight. Nope, he's going to go all the way around.
Yep.
Whoa.
You have them. Also, the whole joke about BMW people doing it. No, it's you all of you.
It's every single one of you.
Rights of way as well. We were in Carmel, which is a local town. It's a very, very nice little town. It's built, as all American cities are, on blocks, on a grid.
On grid.
But every single junction is a stop sign. So everyone comes to a stop. It's four ways. Comes to a stop. And then it's just a battle of who's going to go first.
Yeah.
It's one person just going, and the next person putting them going, I'm going, you wait there. And then you just got to cut someone up. Why not just have a right of way?
Also, if my light goes green, why is the pedestrian crossing that I'm turning into also green? Are you stupid?
Pedestrians are brazen as hell as
yeah.
well here.
It might just be Monterey Car Week.
Yeah. It feels like almost like what it'd be like going being in London.
Yeah.
Like people just walk out in front of a car and go, like, so I don't even care if you kill me. Like, it's cool.
Which in the Hummer we keep joking, it's gonna happen. you are dumb.
Brother, we wouldn't even feel it. If you're small enough, we wouldn't even know. You'd just be chewed up in the tires. Now, talking of Carmel, Ben, there's a little section here called Ben Pizza.
Oh, you're such... Do you know what? Every single... No one's going to be my side here. Because they'll all go, oh, that's so funny. Do you know what? Okay.
No.
Should I tell a story? No, well, you can tell a story, because you're the one that's the...
No, can I just say, I think the cribs are going to be on your side, Ben. I think this
yeah, and I'm totally fine with that, because it's more than worth...
It is funny, but it's also, in the moment, was not funny for me. Right. So we were in Carmel, lovely area. Not we fun. Thought, let's... It's very busy, very hard to park. We don't really know what's around. So we thought, we want some dinner. We all fancy pizza. Sounds like a good idea. Okay, so we're driving around trying to find a car parking space. We're also going, where's the pizza? These two are telling me, find a pizza place, but I have no signal, whatever. They say, why don't you ask these two guys?
Will's driving, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, that's a very important part here.
And I'm in the back seat.
Yeah,
Ben is in the passenger seat.
I put next to these guys, two American guys, and to be fair, what we'll say, Americans, very polite and very nice, genuinely really nice.
Really lovely.
And we pulled up beside them, and I went, hey guys, so sorry, do you know any good pizza places? I'm also a little bit, I'm a bit of a shy person, so yeah. For me, it was like, I was a bit like, you know what, I'll ask this right person. And as the man went, like really nicely to try and help me out, and as he opened his mouth to respond, Will launched the Hummer off into the distance, and all he would have seen is me just look at him like, oh, thanks, man, and then just disappear in 3 seconds.
It was, and as someone who's in the back and had zero idea this was going to happen, I was just expecting a lovely, earnest interaction between Ben and a local of the town. We had pulled up to a junction, we were just waiting at the junction, and it was literally as Ben said, do you know anywhere that's got good pizza around here? The guy went, and at the exact moment, it was just a pull away. But the worst part was that Ben was leaning out of the window. So all he would have seen is Ben's entire body just leaving, just going out the way.
But I hope, I actually closed my eyes for a minute. I didn't breathe for about 5 seconds because I felt that cringed out.
Ben had his head in his hands for what felt like 5 minutes.
Quite a while. There were a lot of expletives. Now, it's a horrible thing to do.
It's horrible. It was quite funny.
It really was quite funny. And also, I'm more annoyed that I didn't know it was going to happen, because otherwise I would have filmed it so we would have had it for the podcast.
Sometimes there is a moment.
Yeah, exactly.
7,000 RPM. Everything fades.
If anyone wants to know what William Chandler is like off camera, it's that.
Hey, look, no one was harmed.
No.
And look, it's something for them
I
to talk
about. I was harmed.
They can talk about it.
What are you talking about? I was the victim of this whole thing. That poor guy was harmed.
We have worked out as well that as lovely as Americans are, you can say absolutely anything to them and they will simply give you back a greeting, because it feels like an instant response. Yeah. Will, you hit the other day, what did you say? Hey there to a guy, and he just went, oh, no worries.
No worries. It is NPC.
Instant. It's greet, 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 greet.
And they just hit like a generic set of reactions.
Yeah. Oh, no worries.
Oh, hey there.
My bad. Well, yeah, we were in this very spot. We pulled up and a man got out of a Hyundai just over there and he came over to the window and he looked quite angry.
He's quite upset.
He looked quite upset. He goes, just so you know, I'm waiting in line here. And I don't know what's going on. The space was open. And then he sort of wandered around, not really knowing what's going on. And then he managed to find a space. I get out and he's going, great rig you got there. How are you finding it? And it's all very lovely.
To
a Brit like us, we're like, yo, don't.
It feels sarcastic.
Let's not speak.
Yeah.
Another example of Americans just being nice to each other. On our first day here, we went to film an E60 M5 manual.
Peter.
Lovely guy called Peter. Yeah. One of his friends, I actually have forgotten his name, had a nice L405 Range Rover. And we said, let's all go to lunch. We finished filming.
Yeah.
And Edwin jumped in with this other guy. Me and Will jumped in with Peter. And we were going down. And they'd said to each other, these American guys, they'd said, let's just head into town for some food.
Go right? Grab some food in town.
So we're in the A60 and we get a phone call from the other car, for the L405. The guy goes, oh, hey, man, I'm so sorry. But your idea of, going into town and mine, they're not aligning here, man. And they just started apologizing.
But in the nicest way. If he was like, I'm sorry, man. It's just a miscommunication error on my part. Like, if that was me calling Will, I go, what the fuck are you doing, idiot? Where the fuck are we going?
You're wasting my time.
Yeah. English people do not use that sort of, and they're like good friends. Mm-hmm. Like, they know each other well.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, man. Oh, dude, that's okay, man. Listen, it happens.
At the same time, I don't understand what the thing is with that everyone says that Americans aren't very nice to each other, or they're not very nice in general. They're way nicer than we are.
It's just very, very lovely.
We've had to explain multiple times to people about how English people, we seem polite and posh, but actually, to each other...
We're horrible.
We're horrible to each other.
English people pick three other people in their life and go, right, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all I speak to.
I hate you all.
Everyone else... Fuck you, fuck you.
if I had been in that same situation on the phone with these two, I would have been borderline scared of the response.
Yeah,
it would have been something along the lines of, you're an idiot, you don't think, this isn't town, what are you talking about?
But yeah, it's weird how they treat their friends with a different air
Yeah, maybe we could take a leaf out there, but we won't.
I think so.
We won't be doing that.
No.
But we can. Well, speaking of that, though, as you just mentioned, the E60 M5, worth a mention.
Oh.
So that will be a second channel video at some point soon. Manual E60 M5.
Incredible.
Just amazing. I mean, I've never driven an E60, so it was my first time driving one. Left-hand drive manual was a little bit bizarre, but sold.
Yeah. If you aren't aware, American market got the V10 M5, the E60, in manual, and so did the M6. We didn't get it in Europe at all. There's people converting them here, but there's no one got them originally. So we tried one. Peter very kindly said, hey, you want to try mine? You've tried DCT? You've tried SMG? And we, to the end of the video, we won't spoil it fully, but manual.
Yeah, that's the man.
That's the guy.
That is the man. I thought I was going to go into it and say, nah, don't know what the hype's about. I understand it.
I get it. The other thing we should say is that it's something we said on the day, is that I now get why manufacturers fly people out to Monterey, California to drive their cars, because yeah, in the sunshine and the beautiful twisty carving canyon roads, I think I could have been in the Ninky-Nonk and gone,
oh, yeah,
this thing is absolutely sublime. I really do love this thing.
It could have been a 520D. And I'd have gone, how? This is the answer to cars, buddy. This is the one. But that was very, very cool.
That was cool. He let me drive it.
Well, that's an incredible thing. Peter said, and as we'll get onto in a moment, people are very willing to share. Mm. Here. Again, something not an English person would do. But yeah, he very kindly let me drive it, let Will drive it, and then said to Ben, go on then, Ben. You got to drive it.
I was so scared.
And but what was your first response?
No.
I think. Yeah, you literally said, nah.
I said something. I was like, I don't think you should do that, my friend. Because it's not that I can't drive. I'm actually okay.
Ooh,
driver.
Bit of a driver.
Ooh. Bit surty.
Fastest man alive.
I'm faster than Will, so I knew I was pretty confident with it. But it was...
You know what, Ben Collins doesn't know who we are, but he knows who Ben is.
He looks in the mirror, he's another Ben.
Fellow Ben to Ben. You're pretty quick, mate.
I don't mean quick. I just mean like, I can drive a car. But...
Like quickly.
No, I can drive a car. I can operate a motor vehicle. If you can stop it, you can drive it.
We'll get onto that next week. That's very good.
Yeah, I don't say. I drove it. I was so scared. And the thing is, right, is that I would have been quite scared. But then Peter said, I'm going to get in the car too. So I had the owner of this car, which is quite rare.
We were five.
Very nice.
Yeah, Will and I, thankfully, he said, just go down the canyon. And there are some incredible roads around here. Some amazing. Again, it's for the Hummer video, but we were filming some tracking shots with the Hummer of the M5. And then I thought, wouldn't it be funny if we film the Hummer from the M5 then? Yeah. And I said to Peter, well, actually beforehand, when we were tracking, Ben, do you want to explain that story?
This was so dumb. So me and everyone have worked together for many years now, and we have on many occasion been, you know, me filming and Edwin driving a tracking car. When we were at Castor, he used to drive the tracking car a lot. It was all good. We're very clued up on where you need to be and how to do it, okay? So we got on these canyon roads and Edwin went, oh, it's not fast enough. No, we need to, the shots won't be good enough. I was like, it's fine. Like we got enough motion blur. It will look good.
So, and the camera's chasing us.
The camera's mounted low enough. It'll be fine for the video. Don't worry about it. Edwin goes, no, we need to. All right. He goes, I'm gonna overtake this person. I overtook him like this open straight bit. M5 follows. And then he went, okay, cool, we'll get some speed up now for the shot. Proceeded was 5 minutes of just a car in the distance whilst the Hummer was bombing at speed with tire squealing speed around corners. I literally looked at it at one point and went, Edwin, we're not getting any shots right now. You've lost them.
It was because we were on these roads and I was like, this Hummer's great. Like, it's got 1,000 horsepower with instant torque. You're quick in an electric, and it weighs 4 tons. So I was like, this is quite, let's see if we can get a quicker shot. But then the best part was that
I was in the passenger seat of the M5. And I said to Peter, I was like, look, like, you want to get as close as possible to the Tesla, you know, be relatively, you know, taking it easy. He's like, oh, okay, cool. And then the Hummer just flies away, just absolutely light beams away down the road. And then, so Peter's mate in the Range Rover, the L405 that we mentioned earlier, is coming the other way at some point. This Range Rover goes past, and then Peter gets a phone call on the car. And no one says anything. It's not even a hello. He just goes, dude, that Hummer was freaking mobbing, dude. And Peter's like, yeah, that's the camera car. I'm trying to keep up.
So yeah, it was after that. So we pulled over. Ben was very unhappy. Ben was really unhappy.
Well, because it was just a pointless experience. It was quite fun.
Also, Ben was in the back, trying to control the camera while doing it.
Oh yeah, because on a gimbal and it's,
you know what, Ben? That's my bad. That's just a communication.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry about that, man. Listen, your idea of going quickly and my idea of going quickly are totally different, dog.
So anyway, we then swapped and decided I would chase the M5 for the video. We do a little piece of camera, Will and I, chasing the M5. That was an experience. That was quite incredible.
I don't get ill or like feel like travel sick or anything like that in cars. That made me, that messed me up for like the rest of the day.
Well, genuinely, it was a couple of hours after, Will kept just going,
it's what I imagine like being in a cement mixer is like. It was quite unpleasant.
It is good though. It's quite funny.
It is. This car is hilarious.
So yeah, thank you very much, Peter, in a very roundabout way for letting us drive the M5.
Also, he's here like with a bunch of other friends. Like we were there. He was there with a guy with a 458, Diablo, Bentley Conti GT,
a wide body roof, flat nose. That was cool. It was one of his mates. Yeah.
MG GTS,
a GTR as well.
GTR as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, just a load of other stuff.
So a load of his friends, they all just rent a house, which. Renting a place here is very expensive. We know
about it. We stayed in a very interesting area.
We stayed in an area that we weren't aware had the reputation it did. When we told people we were staying there, they thought we were joking. Because no one stays there.
Oh.
They were like, oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're actually staying there.
And we, oh. Also, we booked, won't see you tomorrow then? Cool, great.
And when we booked it, we still winced at how much it cost.
Exactly. So they get a load of friends together and all turn up in their cool cars, which is very cool.
And also, Peter, just nice guy.
We're very, really nice guy afterwards. Shall we get on to the yellow elephant in the room?
So now, we have got... Now, this is not a listener. So before Monterey Car Week, I was doing some research, seeing what's about. I came across a reel from a guy called Blake Sandberg. And he has a yellow Murcielago manual 6.2 and a Gallardo 5-litre manual.
Both your dream cars?
Both my absolute dream cars. Perfection. But I saw the reel because he said he's going to Monterey Car Week and it was some tips on like things to do, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's it. I'm sliding in those DMs. This guy needs to know we're going to be there. And I was asking him, and to be fair, he's actually been quite useful. He said, like, you should go here, go to the auctions, go to 17 Mile Drive. But I don't care about any of that. I was like, what car? Literally, I was stalking this guy. I was like, what car are you taking? He's like, I'm going in the Murcielago. I was like, we will be meeting you there.
Oh, that's great. So when can we come to your house?
So while we're out here, I sent him a message and said, yo, where are you going to be? And on 17 Mile Drive, which Ben mentioned earlier, it's like a toll road, really, really pretty, along the beach, near Pebble Beach, blah, blah, blah. Lots of stuff going on there. People parking up for photos. And we came across him there. We also saw him at one of the events, but we properly saw him for the first time there. And we just befriended this guy.
Yeah.
And he's that Blake, genuinely a really, really nice guy. This isn't like just some rich guy who's just bought a Murcielago.
No.
He had the Cletus McFarland LS swapped one, which you know about.
Yeah. Yeah, which is it was a competition car that Cletus McFarland, a very large YouTuber in Florida, who I religiously watch every day. He put up as a prize for a race, and the person who won it sold or didn't want to sell it to him. He then finally got in contact with the guy, and the guy agreed to sell it to Blake. Mm. And then after a while, Blake decided, you know, now I need the full, I need a V12, not an LS, what V8, and got this yellow. It's the color.
It honestly, like, if I there is nothing I would change about that car. So I thought, I need to see it. So we've been hanging out with him a fair bit. We went for a Chinese with him the other day as well.
Great.
Also, him and a friend went for
also Chinese in Monterey. Wasn't on my bingo list.
No, but
at the same time.
Not at all. The toilet's not been the same since.
Really not.
We'll be honest.
Fragrant chicken on a pile of chilies.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Always good.
That really, really ruins the vibe, that one.
The toilet in Salinas will never be the same.
In fact, I sent a message this morning quite TMI, but I had to send a message where I said, I've got to run into Starbucks quickly, guys. I had to send the guys off for a while because I said, you guys go ahead and work without me.
It was when we were picking up the rental car. We went to pick it up and we were about to be late. And we got a message from Edward saying, can you just go get the rental car and then we'll come back and get me in a bit? Because
I'm busy. It was tough.
So anyway, we went for a Chinese with him and we thought, you know, we were leaving in a few days. And then he said, as we were leaving, do you want to have a drive in my car?
No, sorry. He actually said to you, Will, he said, I'll see you tomorrow. Come and drive my car.
Yeah.
And I watched Will do a double take.
Yeah.
And the best part was that he said, come and drive my car. And then went, I'm going to be here. I'm going to do this at this time. I'm going to do this and this time and this and this time. And then got in the car and headed off. And Will went, I've got no idea what he said after you can drive my car.
I heard nothing else other than that. Because also I had to, it was a, I've never had that offer before. Obviously, we've got the rat dog thing, which we'll talk about very, very soon. But so we had to finish up some filming this morning with the Hummer, which I wanted to make sure was done ASAP. the Hummer video will be maybe 5 minutes long.
Will was militant this morning. He was like, right, okay, so intro, I've written this intro fully. We're just going to do this bit. Then we're going to go to this location. And anything that took more than 5 minutes, he was like... let's just go.
No time for lunch, no time for pissing, let's roll.
Usually we spend all day on those videos. We wrapped filming this morning at 10:27 a.m. and we started at 9:30. We just drove from one place to another, and then just, I walked into the car thinking, right, what's next, like, scene section? We're done. And I was like, all right, cool, in the car, off we go.
There was a point where we went to stop in Carmel, and the video idea was we were going to stop and eat lunch and do a little bit of walking around. We literally parked up, did the thing where we jumped out of the car and we're like, right, lunch. And we went, no, we're not actually having lunch. No, we're like, let's get back in the car and go. Let's carry on.
You're not hungry, right? I'm not hungry. Like, you can't be hungry, right? So I messaged Blake and said, look, we finished up filming. Are you around? He said, yeah, I'm around. Meet me here. And we went there, met him at a petrol station. Basically, Blake was on his sort of, this is the end of car week now.
Yeah.
He's 3 or 4 hours away for him to get home. So he said, look, I can come meet you. We can sort of film on my way home. And I still don't think this was real at this point. Yeah. I'm like, he ain't going to turn up or I'm going to get beaten up or whatever. Not that Blake is actually a genuinely nice guy anyway. So it rocks up and I drove a Murcielago. I didn't just drive a Murcielago.
Well, but the first thing was he pulled up at the petrol station and we were just chatting for a bit.
Yeah.
Like he lulled us into a false sense of security where in my head I was like, we're just meeting up with him again. We're just chatting. He might want to go to lunch. And then he just went, right, Will, let's go, and handed you the keys, and it was. Ben, would you say you've ever seen Will as happy in your life?
No. Will enjoys things, but there are times where Will likes them, but he just likes them, right? I don't know if I've ever seen Will that satisfied with anything in my entire life.
Yeah, your like going really well is most people's Sorry, the other way around. Is your like your reaction to something you're really liking is like, it's okay.
I'm not an American.
No, exactly. You're like, this is cool.
But this is 20 years in the waiting for this video. And again, because this is the Murcielago to me.
Yeah, it's not
I said to you earlier, this is like, I like lots of cars, but for whatever reason, the Murcielago to me is my McLaren F1.
Exactly.
I'm just somewhat fortunate enough that a Murcielago is at least not a £25 million car. Yet, exactly. Blake said, you can drive it, and we filmed part of a video with it, which will be, well, we'll see. We're going to do the rat dog stuff as well. But honestly...
Because Will's dream car is the 6.2.
Yeah.
For me, it's the LP640, which is what the rat dog guys have. Yeah. So Will's dream car driven is that. Mine is driving the rat dog one. So we're still very much excited to drive that. But Ben and I were literally talking in the car, and Ben said, like, would you want to drive it? I was like, yeah, but I'd rather Will gets to drive this on this one. And then after we finished, we just turned up at a Target car park. and he was like, yeah, so I'm going to head off. And I was like, all right, cool. And he was like, do you want to do some tracking shots?
Mm.
Yeah, cool. He's like, Edwin, you can drive it then. And I was like, what? I couldn't. And it didn't, because there had been nothing like you where you'd been thinking about it for like all night. It instantly hit me that I was like, nah. So I drove it then to get tracking shots, which meant I got to lay into it quite hard on the motorway. And that was quite fun.
Yeah, 55 miles an hour was good.
But then, Ben, you tell the end of the story.
Well, then we pulled over and it was great. We were done. We got some lovely tracking, genuinely some lovely tracking shots. Lovely guy. Everyone was getting on well. It was great. And then he looks at me and he hands me the keys. And he says, well, I can't offer it to those two and not offer it to you. And I looked at him and went, you absolutely can.
You can.
Yeah. And he said, no, you need to drive it. So then proceeded the next sort of, possibly actually even longer than you guys were driving.
Oh, yeah, you were driving for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I just drove Murcielago.
Ben Rogers.
Yeah.
Video cameraman Ben. Ben's stock is through the roof today.
Yeah, it's going up.
Because you drove a Murcielago and, look, we've got to say it, you hit a crispy downshift.
Oh, wonderful.
Just think about that for a second. You hit a downshift in a Murcielago 6.2 manual.
Truly an unbelievable experience.
Genuinely, we said to Blake at the end of it, we would have flown over just for this.
Oh, 100%.
Without Car Week. So thank you very much, Blake.
Thank you.
He has do you know what his Instagram
is? Instagram is Blake Sandberg Cars. He posts a lot about cars, basically. He does some other stuff as well, but for you guys, it's going to be the car stuff. So maybe we'll put that on screen, or you can just go and search it. Because or just go on any of our Instagrams and you'll just see it.
Everywhere.
There. Yeah. He's now an official sponsor of me. I'm an official sponsor of him.
Because the thing to note here is that this wasn't someone that we'd known.
No.
This was a stranger 2 days ago who, through nothing other than talking about cars and chatting and just being cool with each other, went, you can drive my car. Mm. That is the definition of a car person who has achieved their dream car and then has let other people have a go in it. He's not like one of the billionaires driving around in, you know, a GMA who's like, I don't care. I'm here to spend a couple mil on a watch or something while I'm here and then piss off home. Mm. He's here to experience Car Week, but in a cool car.
He said to me, he was like, because also the most mental thing to me was that, right, he let me drive his car, and that's it's an expensive car, number one. It's important to him, and also I'm a 23-year-old. Like, that's a mental thing to offer someone. But it wasn't even like he was sat there watching my every move. He was just chilling. He was chatting to me. He was asking me about like car throttle. He was asking about TDC, having a really nice conversation. I forgot what I was going to say.
And then every now and then we'd go, he'd be like talking about like videography stuff. He'd be like, so do you guys also floor it here? This will be fun. Do this bit.
Please say you can give it someone.
Sorry.
Okay.
I remember now. He said to me, he was like, the thing is, I want to offer people to drive it because he's not like a billionaire or anything. He's not got 30 cars. He's like, when I was your age or when I didn't have these things, no one was ever going to offer me that. He's like, I want everyone to experience it because it's something to experience. And that is cool. Yeah. That is the sort of person that is into cars, that is really into cars, that actually wants to share it with people.
That has made 12-year-old me's entire life.
Yeah.
It felt like my entire life built up to that, but I wasn't expecting it to happen on this trip.
No.
Not at all. It came in the period of about 24 hours. I said this to Ben, because Ben said, like, how was that afterwards? And I don't get emotional with cars, but genuinely, the first time I've ever felt, like, it's not sad, I was about to say sad, but like tears.
Yeah, like tears.
So like that's 20 years of going, oh God, man. One day someone will let me drive it, and it won't be just moving it in a car park, it will be driving.
Yeah.
If you know Will, which none of you do, but if you did know Will, that's very big praise from Will. Will got out of the car and said to me, I could have cried, and I almost fell over. I was like, what are you talking about?
Had there not, this is going to sound like I'm trying to be macho or whatever, but had there not been a camera on, I probably would have.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. Had I been on my own in that car, I would have just sobbed all the way down the freeway.
Yeah.
And then set his car into a railing and gone, that's it. Life done. Cheers, Blake.
Yeah, fam. I did it my way, playing on the radio. Beginning of the Italian job for no reason.
The only way I'm ever topping that is by buying one.
That's it. So, we'll talk about it next week. Yeah. But there is, I'm not going to say a Murcielago on the horizon, but there was interest in something at some point.
Oh, yeah.
But that is, thank you, Blake.
Yeah,
and thank you, Peter. You guys are incredible for letting us use your cars like that. Shout out the Americans. Shout out the American creamers.
You know what? Don't think you could do it anywhere else.
The nicest people we've met. Also, every creamer that we met in the street that's like, I watch TDC. Mm. Just so nice.
Yeah.
We pointed out there was an E55 earlier that Edwin flagged down and said, mate, I love your car. And he went, thanks, man. I love your channel. And then just drove off.
Really weird interaction.
It's bizarre. We thought we'd come out here and we'd just be no. Well, we're not. We are nobody's out here, really, in like the scheme of things. But the sort of 5, 10, 15 people that have spotted us is like, yo, TDC is TDC and Cream are worldwide.
TDC abroad.
TDC on tour.
You know what? We creaming abroad.
We creaming everywhere. We creaming in the home of creamers.
So I think that's a nice little summary of Car Week. I don't think we've got anything else. We are now charged. We are finished. We're now incurring fees for still being in the spot, but not charging, which is great. That makes sense. Nice. Thank you very much for listening to this Monterey special edition version of the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. We will see you next week back home talking about what's-its and what-such.
probably driving Renault Clios.
And driving, yeah, and buying 84-pound cars. brackets, I'll remember this week. thank you very much for listening. I was about to say click here to subscribe. That's the wrong channel. Cars roll everything around me. Cream get the money.
Merchalago.
Dollar bill, y'all.